Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Games for Dead Girls by Jen Williams, published by Harper Voyager in 2023. Today's book is all about caravan parks, missing girls, and redemption. Charlie has come to stay in a caravan park in a town called Hythechurch. This is a place where she used to holiday with her family as a kid. Needing a break from her adult life, Charlie is in Hythechurch researching a book about local folklore when she stumbles across the news story of a girl who went missing off the beach 6 months ago. And Charlie remembers that this is not the first girl to go missing in the town. Back 30 years earlier, younger Charlie likes to tell stories, the bigger the better. And when she sees a local parade celebrating the story of a girl who outwitted smugglers, she embellishes the story and makes it her own. She befriends another girl from the caravan park, Emily, and the two begin a series of rituals to summon the girl to bring bad fortune on Emily's father. Back in the current day, someone is watching Charlie and sending her anonymous messages. Do they recognise her from when she used to holiday in the town? As Charlie delves deeper into her research on the missing girls, she finds that the disappearances stretch back decades. Are they connected? And why is Charlie lying and telling people that her name is Sarah? Games for Dead Girls is a unique and gripping thriller about identity and ghosts from the past. It's about how we appear to others and scars, both mental and physical. It's also about lies and folklore and how the vivid imagination of childhood can go terribly wrong. Hythechurch is a seaside holiday town with dark secrets behind its fun fair, historical society, smugglers' caves and tea shops. But what has made Charlie return? Is she trying to recreate happy memories from her past, or is there something more? And who or what is Charlie hiding from? In addition to the dual timeline of Charlie in the past and the present, there's a third thread running through the book, following a boy named Harry, whose promising career as a doctor was cut short by a tragic accident, but whose obsession with plastic surgery never left him. 10-year-old Charlie is bold and imaginative, but 40-year-old Charlie is fragile and teetering on the edge of sanity. And yet she's determined to make a new life for herself and help by finding the missing girl. But everywhere she turns, she's reminded of the past. Now, Games for Dead Girls was categorised as horror by my local library. I get a lot of the books that I review here from my library, support local libraries. But I think this could just as easily be classified as a crime or a thriller book. But be warned, there's definitely gore in these pages. So if you like childhood holidays, determination, second chances, appearances, and caravan parks in the dead of winter, you might like Games for Dead Girls by Jen Williams. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrictradio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.